Counterflow, the SMR Fission Vision in Ontario, written by Stephen Toon, read by an automated voice. The problem meeting inflexible electric demand with a generation mix that is increasingly intermittent. The increasing intermittency is driven by the replacement of dispatchable fossil fuels with non-dispatchable renewables. The problem is well understood. The solutions, not so much. Prior columns have discussed why nuclear fusion is no answer, why long-duration battery storage is prohibitively expensive, why offshore wind makes no economic sense, and why green hydrogen electricity actually is harmful. I've discussed why the most economic path to net zero involves retaining gas generation in essentially a backup role and offsetting the occasional carbon emissions with carbon offset credits and/or carbon capture, and I've had some other suggestions along the way, including Plan B solar geoengineering. Talking fission. Today, let's talk about nuclear fission. We need to distinguish new fission from existing fission. Diablo Canyon is a poster child for the latter, and it is fortunate that its premature closure was averted, as I urged many years ago. But new fission? In the wake of the Vogtle L experience in Georgia, attention has shifted to small modular reactors of around 300 megawatts. As the term modular suggests, the basic pitch is that SMRs could be factory-built, with a lower per megawatts cost. Many uncertainties exist about that, and a scorching critique of SMRs from the University of Pennsylvania is here. The SMR vision persists despite the collapse of the Utah New Scale SMR project in the wake of dramatic cost increases, but it's been suggested that New Scale's failure was an anomaly. New data point from Ontario. So, which is it? We've just received a new data point from Ontario. The project there involves four 300 megawatts SMRs. It's been estimated to cost $15 billion. The government's press release says, no irony intended, that it's part of Ontario's affordable energy future. If we do the math, $15 billion for 1,200 megawatts is $12.50 million/megawatts. If we plug this capital cost into the Lazard capital cost range, it interpolates to $195 per megawatt hours in the levelized cost of energy, or LCO range. For perspective, this $195 per megawatt hours is 5 times the $38 per megawatt hours average cost of generation in PJM. Yes, 5 times. It's also 5 times what GE Hitachi told the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in 2019 this SMR would cost, specifically that it would cost less than $2.25 million/megawatts. GE Hitachi also said nuclear could become a major source of U.S. power generation at $2,000/kW$2 million/megawatts. Yes, at that cost. And no, at 6 times that cost. Before cost overruns. And even this is optimistic because it assumes the Ontario project will come in as budgeted. Experience with SMRs is for massive cost overruns. JP Morgan reports, there are 3 operating SMRs in the world, and another under construction in Argentina. The cost overrun on the China SMR was 300%, on Russian SMRs 400%, and on the Argentina SMR 700%. The construction timeframes were also nowhere near the projected 3 to 4 years. They all took 12 to 13 years instead to complete. Who is on the hook for the cost overruns? The Ontario project's lead contractor says it has been pursuing collaborative alternative procurement and contracting models with the goal to reduce risk during construction, specifically including the Ontario SMR project. Doesn't sound like it's taking cost overrun risk. That leaves the utility's customers and the utility's shareholder to bear the risk. The utility is owned by the Ontario government, so that means the customers and the taxpayers. Uh-oh. Good luck, Ontarians. I think you're going to need it. Columnist Stephen Toon, a former president of the Energy Bar Association, practiced energy law for more than 30 years.